Report, Act Blue employees plead the fifth over 100 times during House depositions. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 20, 2026. Current and former employees of the Democrat fundraising machine, Act Blue, reportedly pleaded the fifth more than 100 times while testifying before several House committees. In a press release, it was revealed that the House Judiciary Committee, House Administration Committee, and House Oversight and Government Reform Committee released a report titled Fraud on Act Blue, Part 2, Illicit Foreign Donations and a Cover-Up Sour Mass Resignations and Firings on Act Blue's Legal and Compliance Team. The press release revealed that the five current or former employees at Act Blue who appeared for depositions all invoked their Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination during questioning, for a total of 146 times. The committees conducted five depositions with key Act Blue fraud prevention and legal personnel to obtain more information about the fraud prevention failures detailed in the committee's first report and the cover-up detailed here, the report says. The employees invoked their Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination in response to every single one of the committee's substantive questions, 146 times in total. Their unwillingness to testify only amplifies the committee's concerns. The 120-page report explains that the three House committees are charged with ensuring the integrity of American elections, adding that the committees are examining allegations that Act Blue, a leading political fundraising organization, allowed bad actors, including foreign actors, to exploit its online platform to make fraudulent political donations. The report continues in part to explain. On April 2, 2025, the committees published a staff report detailing initial findings from our investigation into Act Blue's fraud prevention practices. Internal documents produced to the committees by Act Blue and its fraud prevention contractor, SIFT, reflect a fundamentally unserious approach to fraud prevention at Act Blue, one that has left the door open for large-scale fraud campaigns on Democrats' top fundraising platform. The committee's oversight has found that Act Blue, in its own words, decided to take a more lenient approach to fraud prevention in 2024, weakening its fraud prevention policies at least twice, even though internal assessments showed that these changes would result in a measurable increase in fraudulent contributions. Similarly, internal trainings directed Act Blue's fraud prevention team to look for reasons to accept contributions rather than examine them closely for indicators of fraud, as required by federal regulation. Act Blue took this lax approach to fraud prevention even though it has detected at least 22 significant fraud campaigns on the platform in recent years, including several from foreign sources. After the committee's investigation began, the New York Times reported that at least seven senior staff members, including Act Blue's highest-ranking legal officer, resigned from or were fired by the platform in early 2025. The Times also reported that the last remaining lawyer on Act Blue's legal team, Zon Ahmad, went on leave and had his access to internal systems revoked in late February 2025. Ahmad reportedly claimed that he had been retaliated against by Act Blue staff for blowing the whistle on internal misconduct. On April 2, 2025, the committees requested documents and communications from Act Blue related to the staff turmoil and alleged retaliation. After Act Blue suspended its voluntary cooperation with the committee's oversight in June 2025, the committees issued subpoenas for these documents and communications on July 22. The report continues to share that documents produced to the committee's subpoenas show that employees from Act Blue's legal and compliance team left the company after the 2024 presidential election. The employees reportedly knew of the platform's acceptance of illegal foreign contributions and the subsequent cover-up. By March 2025, every member of Act Blue's legal and compliance team resigned, was fired, or went on extended leave, the report says. The New York Post reported that an unidentified Act Blue senior workflow specialist managing fraud prevention, and Alyssa Toomey, the former vice president of customer service, were issued subpoenas in June 2025. Several other people, such as Darren Hurwitz, who previously served as the general counsel for Act Blue, and Zon Ahmad, a former lawyer for Act Blue's legal team, received subpoenas in September 2025, according to the outlet.